Shlishi. Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kachas amate, take the stick, vahakel etzo eda, and gather the assembly. Atov yaharon ochicha, you and Aaron your brother, vidibartem al asela, and both of you should speak to the rock, le'enehem, before Klal Yisrael, before their eyes, v'nosan meimov, and the rock will give its water. Voitseso lohem mayim min asela, and you will have brought out water from the rock. Vihishkiso eso eda vetz be'iron, and you will give the assembly to drink, and also their animals. And since we see that Hashem mentions the animals, we learn from here, Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Mamonim Shel Yisrael, Hashem has pity over the property of Klal Yisrael. That's why the Torah mentions over here also that Hashem said that their animals will also have what to drink. Vayikach Moshe Samata Milifnei Hashem, and Moshe took the stick from before Hashem, Ka'asher Tzivohu, just like Hashem had commanded him. And there is a machloikis among the Mefarshim whose stick was used over here. According to Yonatan ben Uziel and the Hemek Davar, this was Moshe's stick, the stick that all the Nisim were done in Mitzrayim with. This was the stick that was used over here. And the Pasuk says that Moshe took this stick milifnei Hashem, from before Hashem, because during the 40th year that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were starting to live more b'derach teva, in a natural way, with less miracles and less Nisim. Therefore, the stick of Moshe was put aside and placed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it was only taken out on special occasions. And that is why Moshe took this stick at this point, Milifnei Hashem, from before Hashem, because he was about to do the nes of taking water from the rock. However, the Kli Yakar, Rashbam, and Chizkuni all learned that this was Mate Aharon, the stick which had Aharon's name written on it, that blossomed and budded into almonds earlier in Parshas Korach. And for this reason, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es amata milifnei Hashem, Moshe took the stick before Hashem, because the stick of Aharon was placed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim before the Aron, like we mentioned earlier in Parshas Korach. And that is why the Pasuk says, Kach es amata, because when the Torah wants to write that Moshe should take his own stick, it says, Kach es matcha, take your stick. By the fact that it says, Kach es hamata, take the stick, it means the special stick, the stick of Aharon, which budded and blossomed. And according to either pshat that you learned, we must understand what was the purpose of taking a stick to begin with. Because the Pasuk says, V'dibartem el asela, you and Aharon should speak to the rock. Why did they need the stick? And l'chor the pshat is, if we learn like the Hemek Davar, that this was the stick of Moshe, when Moshe performed Nisim, he held on to the stick of Hashem. Like we see in Parashas B'Shalach, Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Tes, by the war against Amalek, Moshe said, Umate elekim biyadi, the stick of Hashem will be in my hand. So we see, although he was not hitting anything with the stick, he was holding on to the stick at the time of the miracle, the time of the war against Amalek. Here too, he would hold on to the stick when the water would come out of the rock. And according to the Pshat, that this was Aaron's stick, Kli Yakar explains the reason why Moshe was holding Aaron's stick when he brought forth the water was because the Pasuk says, Vidibartem el asela, you shall speak to the rock. What should you say to the rock? This is what they should say. Just as this dry piece of wood suddenly became moist and alive in order to sanctify Hashem's name, so too, you, the rock, should be mekadesh the shame of Hashem by giving water, even though it is not your nature. So Moshe was holding on to the stick because he wanted the rock to learn a lesson from this stick. And the Pasuk continues, Vayakilu Moshe v'Aharon es hakohol el panei hasola. And Moshe and Aharon gathered the whole congregation in front of the rock. And Rashi tells us this is one of the places where a small area was able to hold many people, because it was not physically possible for such a small area to hold all of Klal Yisrael in front of the rock. Vayomer lahem, and Moshe said to them, Shimu na hamorim. Rashi tells us three pshatim in the word mor, because Moshe and Aharon were looking for the rock which gave them water the entire 40 years in the Midbar. And Klal Yisrael said, what's the difference which rock brings forth the water? Take any rock. On that, Moshe got angry, and he said, Shimu na hamorim, listen now, you rebellious people. Shimu na hamorim, listen now, you shoitim, you foolish people. Shimu na hamorim, listen now, people who are moire es moirehem, they try to teach their teachers what to do. Haminasela hazeh noitzi lachem moyim. From the rock which Hashem did not command us, should we bring forth water? We have to find the correct stone. So Moshe looked for the stone, and when he thought he had the correct stone, he spoke to the stone, but nothing happened. because this wasn't really the correct stone. So Moshe thought maybe he was not supposed to speak to the stone, but rather to hit the stone, just like he hit the stone in the beginning, the first time that water came from the stone in Parshas Bishalach, where over there it says, V'hikisa v'atzur, you should hit the stone. So maybe over here too, he was supposed to hit the stone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him to chance upon the correct stone, and he hit the stone. And since he was really not supposed to hit the stone, only a few drops of water came out. But when he hit it a second time, a lot of water came out. And the Pasuk says, Vayor Moshe es yodoy. Moshe picked up his hand, Vayaches asela b'matehu, and he hit the stone with his stick, pa'amayim, twice, because the first time only released a drop of water. It was only the second time that Vayetsu mayim rabim, that a lot of water came out, Vateish to'edo uvi'irom, and the assembly drank, and their animals drank. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon, and Hashem said to Moshe to say to Aharon, Yan lo he'mantem bi, since you did not believe me, lahakdisheni, to sanctify me, la'ene b'nei Yisrael, in front of Klal Yisrael, because if you would have spoken to the rock, you would have created a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, because people would have seen and said, Madoch, the rock, which does not speak, nor does it hear, nor does it need a parnosa, listens to the word of Hashem. We who hear and speak and need parnosa should definitely listen to the word of Hashem. And since you did not sanctify Hashem's name, Lochein, therefore I swear, Loisaviu es HaKohol HaZeh, you will not bring this congregation, El HaOretz Asher Nosati Lohem, to the land which I have given to them. Since Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock and did not create a Kiddush Hashem, he was not Zoiche to enter Eretz Yisrael. And although this is a reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not enter Eretz Yisrael, what was the reason why Aaron did not enter? What did he do wrong? Some of Farshim learned that he should have been Moshe. He should have stopped Moshe Rabbeinu from hitting the stone. Especially since Moshe hit the stone twice, he had time to stop him between the first time he hit it and the second time he hit it. However, we still must understand what was Miriam's Avera that caused her not to enter Eretz Yisrael. And if you look in Rashi, Parshas V'zayis HaBrocha, on the Pasuk, Tirivehu Almei Meriva, Rashi over there says, in Moshe Chota, if Moshe sinned by saying Shimon HaMorim, Aaron and Miriam Ma Chota, Aaron and Miriam, what was their sin? So Rashi over there seems to ask why Aaron and Miriam did not enter Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk continues, Hema Me Meriva, these are the waters of strife. These are the waters that the astrologers of Pare saw when they made a decree, Kol HaBen HaYiloid HaYa'uret HaShlichu, that every Jewish boy should be thrown into the Nile, because they saw through their stargazers that the Mashiach Shel Yisrael, the leader of Klal Yisrael, will be struck and be punished with water. So they thought, let us throw every Jewish child into the Nile. This way, the leader of Klal Yisrael will also be thrown into the Nile, and he will be punished with water. However, they did not see correctly, because Moshe's punishment with water was not through the Nile, but rather with these waters, the Mei Meriva. It was through these waters that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished and was not allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. Asher Rovu V'nei Yisrael es Hashem, it was these waters in which Klal Yisrael fought with Hashem by saying, why did you take us out of Mitzrayim to bring us to this evil place? Vayikodesh Bam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sanctified through these waters. Because through these waters, Moshe and Aharon were punished. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din, when he does judgment with his tzaddikim, his name is sanctified and his name is feared. Zok Rashi Pasuk Ches, Ve'es Be'irom, and their animals will also receive water. Mikan, from here we see, Shechas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Mamonam Shel Yisrael, that Hashem has pity on the property of Klal Yisrael, and that's why he is telling them that their animals will also receive water. And the Maskil of David asks, how do we know that from here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chas al Mamonam Shel Yisrael? Maybe the reason why Hashem was giving them water is because of Tzar Bali Chayim, that one may not pain a living creature. And since the animals were dying of thirst too, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them water. How do we know that the reason over here is because of Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Mamonam Shel Yisrael? Maskil David answers, because if the reason was because of Tzar Bali Chayim, it would have been sufficient to say that Hashem gave the animals to drink once. In Pasuk Yud Aleph it says, Vateish Ho'edo Uve'iro. Why does it have to say it a second time over here in Pasuk Ches? Therefore the Maskil of David answers, because of this additional time that it says, Vishkisa Es Ho'edo Uve'iro, we learn out that Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amamoinam Shal Yisrael. And we also see this Yisrael that Hashem cares about the property of Klal Yisrael in Parshas Mitzorah, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Over there, the Pasuk is talking about Tzaras Habatim, when one finds a nega on the walls of his house. The Pasuk over there says that when the Kohen comes to see the house, he will first tell the owner to remove all his belongings from the house. Because once the Kohen sees the house and requires it to be locked up, everything inside the house becomes tameh. So over there we see Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Mamonam Shel Yisrael. Hashem has pity on the property of Klal Yisrael and tells the owner of the house to remove his items before the Kohen looks at it. This way, his property will not become tameh. Zok Rashi Vayakilu, and Moshe and Aharon gathered all of Klal Yisrael in front of the rock. Ze'echad min ha'mekoy Moshe shehichzik mu'ud es ha'meruva. This is one of the places that we see that a small area was able to contain a large group of people. And we also find this in Parshas Sav by the Shivas Yemei HaMeluim, Perik Ches, Pasuk Gimel, where over there too, all of Klal Yisrael gathered Pesach Oyel Moed by the entrance of the Oyel Moed. That was also a place where a small area was able to contain a large group. Zok Rashi HaMenasela HaZeh Noitzi, Lefisha Lo Hayu Makirin Oisoi, since Moshe and Aharon could not find or recognize the stone, Lefisha Holach HaSela V'yoshev Lo Ben Asloim, because the rock settled itself between the other rocks, Kishin Estalak HaBe'er. When the Be'er disappeared, V'hoyu Yisrael Oimrim Lohem, and Klal Yisrael said to Moshe and Aharon, Malochem, what's the difference to you, Me'eze Sela Teitziu Lono Moim, from which stone you should bring forth water for us? Take any stone. Therefore Moshe said to them in anger, Hamorim, according to the first pshat of Rashi, it means Sarvonim, you rebellious people, or it means Lashon Yevani, it is a Greek word which means Shoitim, you foolish people, or it means Mirim es Mirehem, you Klal Yisrael who are trying to teach their teachers what to do. Haminasela hazeh sheloi nitztavenu olo, from this stone which we were not commanded on, Noisi lecha moyim, shall we bring forth water for you? And he went and he hit the rock pa'amayim twice. Lefisha v'rishayna loy hoitzi ela tipin, because the first time the rock only brought forth drops of water. Lefisha loy tziva hamokim la'koisai, because Hashem did not command him to hit the stone. Ela v'dibartim ela sela, but rather he should speak to the stone. V'hema dibru el sela acher, first they spoke to a different stone. V'loy hoitzi, and therefore it did not bring forth water. Amru, they said, Shema tzorach la'koisai, maybe we have to hit the stone kivarishoner like the first time, like it says in the pasuk, v'ikisa v'atzur, you should hit the rock. So what happened was, v'nizdaben lohem oisasela, they chanced upon the correct stone, v'hiko, and Moshe hit it, not only once, but twice. And Hashem said, yan lohemantem bi, since you did not believe me. Gila ha'kosov, the pasuk tells us, she'elule chet zeh bilvad, were it not for this avera, hayu nechnasim la'oretz, Moshe and Aharon would have entered Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk is very careful to tell us the reason why Moshe and Aharon did not enter Eretz Yisrael, Kidei Shela Yomru Aleihem, because people should not say about Moshe and Aharon, Ke Avon Shar Dor HaMidbar, like the same Averis of the rest of the Dor HaMidbar, Shenigzer Aleihem, who were decreed upon them, Shela Yikonsu La'oret, that they should not enter Eretz Yisrael, Kachoya Avon Moshe V'Aharon, that was the same Avera of Moshe and Aharon. If the Pasuk would not specify their sin, we would think that they had a part in the Avera of the Egel and the Avera of the Meraglim. Therefore, the Torah specifies what their sin was in order that years later nobody should think that Moshe and Aharon had a part in Klal Yisrael's sin. And now Rashi asks, isn't what Moshe said in Parshas Bahaloscha much worse than not speaking to the rock? Bahaloi Hatzonu Voka Yishochid Koshimizu. Isn't what Moshe said, Hatzonu Voka Yishochid, worse than this Avera? Because over there, Moshe seemed to be doubting the capability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael were asking for meat, Moshe said, Hatzonu Voka Yishochet, are you capable of giving enough meat to them? Isn't it worse to doubt the capability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than not speaking to a rock? Ela only, Lefisha B'Seser, since he said Hatzonu Voka privately, Chisech Olav HaKosov, the Torah speared him. The Khan, however, over here, Shebe Mamed Kol Yisrael, it was done in front of everybody, Lechisech Olav HaKosov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not spare him, Mipnei Kiddush Hashem, because here it involves Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, sanctifying Hashem's name or desecrating Hashem's name. Zok Rashi Lahagdi Sheni, you could have been Mekadish my name, you could have sanctified my name. Sheilu Dibarta Melasela, if you would have spoken to the stone, Vehoitzi, and water would have come out, Hayisi Mekudish La'eni O'eda, I would have been sanctified before the eyes of the Eda. Va'omrim, and they would have said, Ma Sela Zesh Eina Medaber, Madav, this stone that does not speak, Ve'eno Shemea, and does not hear, Ve'eno Tzorach Lefarnosa, and does not need a livelihood, Mikayim Dibur Shel Mokon, listens to what Hashem says, Kal V'chomer Onu, all the more so, we who do speak, we hear, and need Parnosa, we should definitely listen to the word of Hashem. And we see clearly from this Rashi, that Rashi is learning that the Avera that Moshe did by the Mei Meriva was that he hit the stone instead of speaking to the stone. As Rashi says, She'ilu dibartem el asela, if you would have spoken to the stone, you would have made a Kiddush Hashem. And l'chora, this Rashi seems to contradict two other Rashis, because Rashi in Parshas Bahaloscha, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chof Beis, clearly says that Moshe's Avera was that he said, Shimuna ha-Morim, he called Klal Yisrael by the name Morim. And also Rashi in Parshas Vezeis HaBrocha on the Pasuk Tirivehu Almei Meriva, Rashi says, in Moshe Omar, Shimuna HaMorim, if Moshe sinned by saying the words Shimuna HaMorim, Aaron Umiriam Ma'osu, what was Aaron and Miriam's Avera? So we see clearly over there that Rashi holds the Avera was Shimuna HaMorim. Why does he say over here that the Avera was that they hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock? And in Sefer Shari Aharon, he brings down that the answer to this contradiction is a Rashi in Parshas Matos, Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph. Because over there it says, Lefishe bo Moshe lechlal kas, because Moshe got angry, bo lidei toz, that's why he made a mistake. Vechein b'shimuna hamorim, and so too, when he said, Shimuna hamorim, vayaches asela, he hit the stone. Alidei kas to, through getting angry and saying Shimuna HaMorim, he came to make a mistake and hit the stone. So Rashi is learning that the Avera was that he hit the stone. However, what brought him to make the mistake of hitting the stone, that was the fact that he got Bekas, he got angry and said Shimuna HaMorim. So Shimuna HaMorim was the cause of his mistake of hitting the stone. However, according to this Pshat and Rashi, we must understand why Hashem said Ya'an Lohemantem Bi, since you did not believe me. L'chora, the Avera that Moshe did was not a lack of emuna, but rather, since he got angry, he made a mistake. Why does the Pasuk say, Yan lohemantem bi? And although we have explained how Rashi learns the chait of the Mei Meriva, the Abarbanel offers 10 different explanations what the chait of the Mei Meriva was. And I once heard in the name of Rav Gifter Zatzal, that if on an act which at face value does not even seem like a sin, Chazal were able to find 10 averas, all the more so by our actions, how many sins would they find? Zok Rashi lochein lo soviu. Lochein means bishvua Hashem swore. Kimoi, like the Pasuk says, lochein nishpati lebeis Eli, therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli. So it says lochein, and we find that it means a shvua. Nishba bekvitza, Hashem quickly swore, shelayarbu betfila akach, in order that Moshe should not daven too much about it, because Hashem did not want to allow him to enter Eretz Yisrael. Hema mei meriva, these are the waters of strife. Hema nizkorim b'makom acher, these are the waters that are mentioned in another place. Es elu ro itstagnine pari, these are the waters that the astrologers of Pari saw. Shemayshion shel Yisrael loike b'mayim, that the savior of Klal Yisrael, the leader of Klal Yisrael, will be punished with water. L'kach gozru, that's why they made the decree, kol haben ayilot haya'uret hashlichu, every Jewish male should be thrown into the Nile, because they figured that they would be able to kill the Mashiach shel Yisrael through water. Vayikodesh bom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu became sanctified through these waters, shemesu Moshe v'Aharon al yodom, because of these waters, Moshe and Aharon died. Shekisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiseh din bim b'kedushav, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din, he does judgment against his holy ones, who yori umiskadish al abriyos, he is feared and sanctified over all people. V'cheinu oimer b'tehillim, and so it says in Tehillim, nore elokim, Hashem is feared, mimigdoshecho, when you do din, when you do judgment with your holy ones. V'cheinu oimer, and so it says, by the death of Nodav Aviu, b'kroivai ekodesh, through my chosen ones, through my holy ones, by killing Nodav Aviu, ekodesh, I will become holy. So we see when Hashem carries out judgment against tzaddikim, his name is feared and sanctified. And not only do we find that Hashem's name is sanctified when He punishes and carries out judgment against the tzaddikim, like we see over here by the punishment of Moshe and Aharon, and like we saw in Parsha Shmini by the death of Nadav Aviu, where over there it says, "Bikroivei ekodesh v'alpnei kol ha'om ekoveg." But we find also that Hashem's name is honored and sanctified when He does punishment and judgment with the Rishoyim. Like we see in Parashat B'Shalach, Perek Yudal et Pasuk Dalet, it says, "V'ikovdo b'farei, I will receive honor through the punishment of Pari." And also in Parashat Va'era, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, we also see that through the punishment of the Mitzrayim, Hashem receives honor and receives sanctification.